Let's see number 15 in our white book. Number 15. We're to end at 10 o'clock. Okay, Lord? Lead me higher up the mountain. That's like my dad when he went to heaven. I picked him up at my sister Janet's house. We had dinner together that night. And then I got him back home. And I helped him up the stairs. One step, two steps, three steps. And when he got to the top step, he took one more step. And that was right into heaven. Then he collapsed and seemed to go to heaven right then and there. It was amazing. So, not that we're all going to go to heaven, but let's go higher up the mountain today. Praise God. 15. Fogel, I'd have it all memorized. but I don't. Higher ground is 321. Ooh, I thought that. 321. Hallelujah. Let's come up. God has something higher. Higher ground for us today. Hallelujah. Closer to Him. 321. Same key again.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I am your bound. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may drown.
Does it helps to lift us up out of ourselves and into His presence. Praise God. And I just want to remind you as we leave today, those that have consecrated themselves to praise God here at CAB, make sure you continue doing that more and more, and just keep your heart open to Him and let Him do whatever He sees best. Praise God. Well, this morning at our breakfast table, we were talking about planes and flying all morning, and now we're talking about higher ground. And this is great. See how the Lord prepares you for a meeting? Airline tickets. So good. Hallelujah. The way God has been challenging us in these days to come closer. And now the challenge is, when I go home, to keep drawing near and to maintain, by the Spirit of God, by His grace, that which He has done in our lives. And then believe God for it to grow and deepen. And touch others as well. Trust will be a greater blessing in our church. Sister Marlene and Raphael. And wherever God places us. And that's what we ought to. We ought to have that faith. Lord, I've met You so that I can bring that fragrance that we heard about last night of Jesus back home with me into my home, into my church family, into my workplace or whatever it may be. School's coming up for many of you. And be there for him. You know, that's, yes, you're there to study, but you're there first to be a blessing for Jesus and to touch lives for him. You go to work, and yes, you're there to make a living and provide for your family, but first of all, you're there to reach out to those that God brings into your life and let them see what a real lover of Jesus is like, and let them know that Jesus loves them too, as God gives you opportunity. Praise God. So let's pray for the camp today. I don't know what the weather's like. I'm imagining we'll have sunshine, rain, like we've been doing. But that's okay. My son explained all that to me. It was some kind of front or a stable front or I don't know. All the scientific stuff. Let's go to the man that created science and let him work it out for us today. The one. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your rich blessing that is before us today. We thank you for the sunshine of your love that is always shining in our hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you will just pour out your Spirit upon us. Lord, let there be a continual flow of the things that you're doing in our lives, Lord. Don't let it end with the meeting, but let the meeting just introduce something new and something more that we can enjoy throughout our whole time here at camp. Teach us how to keep in your presence during the day and when we're working or fellowshipping together. Just having faith that the Lord is always working and that the Lord is always mindful of our need. Praise God. And Lord, often you do that through one another. Help us to lend a listening ear to one another. Give us faith and love that we can bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bless the girls down in the village today and the little ones in the cottage, boys and girls. Lord, we thank you that every day we can bring them to you because you have something precious to accomplish. Lord, again, if there's any homesickness, if there's any that remains, we pray you'll drive it away completely and help those children to be able to fully enjoy their time at camp and to be able to seek you without this hindrance. Lord, if there are children that have trouble obeying rules and so on, Lord, help them to come in line. Give the counselors faith and wisdom, and don't let them ill affect those around them. But we pray that you, Jesus, will speak to their hearts and help them to do what's right so that that you can have your way. Praise God. Oh, Lord, pour out your Spirit today, we pray. Lord, it has to be the work of the Holy Ghost if anything is going to be done of any value. And so, Lord, we depend upon your Spirit to give your word in the power of the Holy Spirit. We depend on you, Lord, to lead and guide, to protect and provide in every way. And so, Lord, here's another day that we commit to you, and we know that you are faithful, and so we're expecting great things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. As you know, we don't have much time this morning, but I do want to say again how nice it was to be here and to get to know so many of you. Nice to have the Petrillo family with us. I don't get to see them very often, and especially their children. I've enjoyed them. I had little Madison. She wanted... This was great. The other day it was raining, so we had to get the kids... We had to get to our cabins quickly, so they have three kids and only two parents. So I volunteered to carry one of them, and we ran through the rain. And little did I know that Madison had such a great time that she asked me yesterday, "Brother Kenny, can you carry me again?" And, you know, we'll have a race with my parents. She's, "Come on, we're getting ready." And she's, you know, now, for her to ask me to pick her up, I felt so loved. You know, Tevin never asked me to do that. You know, what? I've been here like a week. Have you ever asked me to pick you up and run you to your cabin?
I don't think you can.
I wanted to thank you this morning for never asking that question. I would have felt obligated. And anyway, praise God.